Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
So, are you excited?
I am, but I'm a little nervous. Feels like a big change.
But it's not. I have one. People act like they're so hard to take care of or whatever, but it's totally a piece of cake.
Well, that's good to hear.
See how easy that is?
I hope being a mom is that easy.
It's not. Bye now.
Introducing the all-electric Chevy Bolt EUV. With standard home outlet installation included, find new ease. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Our rhymes are recited,
and we are delighted to give you permission to bite it.
Yum, 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 yum.
If you ever had a shadow, one like mine, time after time, you would find everything you did, and everything you do, and everything you want to do, they'd want to too. If you jumped off the cliff, they'd be right there, as long as they could be like you. They wouldn't care, it's sort of strange, but it happens this way. And you should know what I'm trying to say. When someone's trying to be like you all the time, if you and that person share the same mind. But I call them fighters, imitators, copycats, and duplicators. No matter how you look at it, they want to be just like you, or maybe just like me. But you have to be a fighter to be like that. There's no holding back, I'm telling you flat. You have to have a mind of your own. Stay off everybody's phone. One day you'll be all alone in your own little twilight zone.
And that's a fact, but for some reason, my name's on everybody's hat. What seemed that I tell family, they didn't know that I was canceled from UTFO. That could be another Kegel, another Kegel. Kid, that would be irrelevant, that's right, that's what I think. I'd be a mellow supreme, the consequence is like dream. Not even Mr. Rooney baptized that dream. When my mind goes wild, my friends will all see. I got fun at and I'm as cool as can be. Like the five and a five, like Doc and E. Extraordinary, because my knowledge has shown that through the years we all grown into a year with MCs rocking my phone. And from the day I was born, never did a thing wrong, just rock all night till the break of dawn. So as you know, I'm gonna rock and give it all I got of y'all's time, cause I can have a death and I can even pop. Definitely talented and have the eyes wide skill, and come and think about it, you know what I think I will. Be the best that ever was and never will be. Every more things that I can see is doing better than me. So keep it in mind, keep it in thought, and keep it in consideration. You see it, oh, it's not a crew, it's an organization. So fight it. Fight it. Fight it.
Well, I'm the doc, right? All day and night, right? I'm black and white, right? Is that alright? So if it's alright, I guess I can rock you till I'm ready to stop, to break up, I buzz the way I feel. Now I just got to rock, cause I write rhymes like I pray every day, cause I always got to have something new to say. Cause you always got the brothers with the negative mind singing, man, he's running the same old rhyme. And you know who's saying, all of the writers, trying to take credit from other writers. I say a line, they bite it, and now they think they're winning. But the middle so friendly that they forgot the beginning. Then they try to bite it line for line. But by that time, I'm at the end of my rhyme. But in this case, fight it for me, cause it's certified by Dr. ICE. So fight it.
Yeah.
product of WBNN. This is the ONE Host Intern Show featuring Tiana Feeks. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. Good evening, everyone. First, I want to thank God for allowing me to find a place where I feel comfortable sharing my truth. Even if you're an atheist, this show is still for you. I would like to thank each and every one of our 18 million listening. I have a very special guest tonight by the name of Sajiri, a.k.a. the Rich Twin. And she's going to be joining me while I talk about truth, pain, manipulation, and validation. I will be sharing some of my experiences and the knowledge that I've acquired over the years in hopes that I could open the eyes of millions. But first, I want to thank my best friend for being my absolute rock that wouldn't sink in the deepest part of the ocean. I've had many rough times in my life, and my friend has been there for me through every single one. And without my friend, I may have lost faith in humanity and pain I've experienced through the hands of the people who said they love me. And I love my friend so much that I literally asked the doctor, could they take a healthy piece of my heart to save my friend? I wasn't concerned with dying. I was concerned with my friend living. And to me, my life is worth giving up for someone who loves me so much. Second, I have to thank the person who introduced me to this wonderful network. And she's a great friend of mine. Her name is Ava Holly. She is a mother, a wife, the host on this very network of her own show, Ava's Casual Chat, the CEO of Four Star. But most importantly, she is one of the most amazing individuals I have ever met. Even though life has given her many challenges, she maintains her loving spirit at the maximum level, and I'm blessed to have her in my life. I have to thank Brother O before I start this show. And for those of you that don't know Brother O, not only is he the producer of the shows of this network, he's also the CEO. This man is a very hard worker who only takes off 48 days a year. Can you imagine only having 48 days off a year? He encouraged me to call in continuously as a guest. And, you know, over the years, I've been offered many opportunities to have my own show, and I've declined them all. But I said yes to WBNN. And one reason is my level of comfort with the situation. And I'm a fiber warrior, which is a person who suffers from fibromyalgia. With that being said, it affects your speech, your thinking, and many parts of your daily life. And after calling in some time, I felt right at home on this network. So I felt like I couldn't say no because in my heart, I want to take this station to a whole nother level. And the third person I want to thank on this network is Clever One, because he invited me to be a part of his show more than once. And I have to honestly say the experiences that I've had was what truly solidified my decision, you know. And since I was a young girl, I could say that I knew that this is where I'd end up, but I did not know that I would be such, you know, I would be in the company of such amazing individuals. And guys, we have many hosts on this network, so you're listening to my show tonight, but every night there's a new show except for Saturday. So please tune in and listen to all the amazing shows at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now about me. I aim to reach and be somewhat of an F5 and an F1 button for as many souls as possible. And for those of you that don't know what the F5 button is, it's a refresh button, and the F1 is an escape button on the Windows computer. However, when you escape by means of my words, it's only an escape to a world of enlightenment and positivity that you can bring to your own reality. You know, I've been hurt so much in my life by so many people, and it has never made me bitter. It's only made me want to help change people, and I aim to do that today on my show, you know. And I want to move to our first topic. What is truth? Let's say you have a neighbor that has been friendly to you for a few months but stopped speaking. Then you don't see your neighbor for a few weeks, and you end up seeing them in the store. You speak to them, and they don't speak back. And now you're upset because they've ignored you. And you go home and you talk to your significant other about what happened. You speak about your neighbor being so phony. You go on to talk to your other neighbors, you know, and tell them what happened, you know. And, you think that this person has ignored you. So your truth is this person ignored you, and you are creating confusion when you don't really know what the truth is, And let's call this neighbor Steve, okay? What if Steve didn't speak because he didn't see you and he wasn't wearing his glasses? And you felt as though he didn't speak because maybe he was accompanied by his daughter for some reason, A lot of times we create things in our minds that aren't really there, scenarios, let's say Steve just had eye surgery, but you don't know this, And now because of your misunderstanding, you created friction for another individual. How simple is it to say to your neighbor when the next time you see them, hey, Steve, I haven't seen you for a while. I spoke to you at the supermarket, but you didn't speak back to me. Is everything okay? And maybe Steve might say, oh, I'm sorry, honey, I didn't hear you and I didn't see you. It's been kind of sad lately because after my surgery, I'm having serious issues with my vision, And you might say the only reason I see you right now is because you're right in front of me. But if you were a couple of feet away, I might not recognize your face. That is a simple misunderstanding fixed by communication. And let me say, I have a friend who is legally blind, who when I first met her, she was able to see very well. I myself, I don't have great vision. I'm not legally blind, but I can't function without wearing my contacts every day. I can't even barely see my face in the mirror if I don't have my contacts in. So, it's a simple misunderstanding that could be fixed, And sometimes, people perceive others to be stuck up because they may not initiate a conversation with the other person when it could very well just be that they're shy or they aren't equipped with the tools to begin socializing or interact with strangers. They may have hang-ups, they may, suffer from low self-esteem, and they may feel uncomfortable and not come across, as weird, because they don't know how to initiate, And also, a lot of our disappointments in life come from our truth and what we believe things are supposed to be. We often go looking at things at a surface level and we don't look deeper, There could be a person, who is mad at their family because they won't come over their houses. Or some of you might ask this, I don't know, but that their family won't come over their house for Thanksgiving, or a holiday or whatever holiday they celebrate, And this person is so oblivious as to why. The family might be tired, of dog hair in their food, when they eat. They may have fleas with the house and the person, all the family got bit last year, but maybe nobody's actually stepping up and saying the truth. That person may not wash their hands after they use the bathroom. However, the perception is that the family has isolated them and doesn't want to come over. But it is the reality. It is their reality. But the truth, is that these families may have issues with this particular individual, but nobody's stepping up, to say something. So I'm using that example because I've seen a lot of this where families fight and, different perceptions, and nobody has a conversation with each other, And I can go on to this, if you believe the person you are, you've been with for 10 years, is the best you will ever get, but they've been doing you wrong for 10 years straight. That is your truth, your perception, and your reality. However, wouldn't it be that you wasted time of your life that you can never get back? You are choosing unhappy days because of comfort. Those days you spent unhappy could have been spent with someone who treats you right. I'm speaking from experience. As women, we don't like to let go. We don't like for our efforts to be in vain, so we'll keep fighting and fighting and fighting and hoping something will change. Well, really, sometimes you just need to walk out that door and not be afraid to start over. Even if the deep love is there, you have to just be able to walk away. It's okay. You're going to be fine. And I know as a woman, we appreciate changes being made. It shows a sincere attempt to work on the situation, and we really appreciate that. In fact, I didn't mention this before, but I am the COO of Fanto Music, and we have a song, by Catherine Swain called Changes, and I hope you check it out because it talks about this very thing. Now, I want to share truths when it comes to philosophy and logic, that is a summary by Simon Blackburn, truths in metaphysics and the philosophy of language, the property of sentences, assertions, beliefs, and thoughts, where propositions are said in an ordinary discourse to agree with the facts or state what is the case. Truth is the aim of belief. Falsity is a fault. People need the truth in the world in order to thrive. Truth is important. Believing what is not true is apt to spoil people's plans and may even cost them their lives. Telling what is not true may result in legal and social penalties. Conversely, a dedicated pursuit of truth characterizes the good scientist, the good historian, and the good detective. So what is truth? That it should have such gravity and such central place in people's lives. Now, I would like to bring my special guest on because I would like to talk to her about this. So, Tangieri, are you in the building?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I want to thank you for being here. And, you know, I chose you because you said something to me a couple of months ago, and I have to give a shout-out to Rob Swartz, because without Rob Swartz, which is a friend of mine, you know, he's the CEO of WhoMag, I would not even know who you, I wouldn't even know you. So I'm glad that, you know, I'm so glad that I met you, and I'm so glad we were able to have, you know, deep conversation, and that you said something to me so significant. I want to know, what is truth to you?
Truth to me is being 100% honest with yourself. You know, I always say to thine own self, be true. And the reason for that is you can't be real with other people if you're living falsehood. You have to acknowledge everything about you and accept it and just be honest. That's all truth is. Truth is simply being honest, and you have to first and foremost be honest with yourself. I was listening to you speaking in the beginning, and you said perception. And I think we discussed this. Perception is amazing because no two people will ever see a situation the same because of perception. You're going to see it from your point of view, and they're going to see it from their point of view. And it's very important that you find the truth in the middle, you know, because, and that's where the conversation, like you said earlier, with family comes into play. The two people have to be able to stand there and speak their side of it to find what really happened in the midst of both ends.
I find that a lot of times I listen to people, my friends, and I would just say one family member in particular, you know, when there's an issue. And to me, I'm like, all you have to do is speak up and say how you feel, you know. And to be honest, I wasn't always like that because, you know, always worried about, you know, hurting someone by, you know, saying something to them that might be offensive. But I know that I always come from a place of love, so I don't worry about that anymore, because at the end of the day, if something that they're doing is bothering me, then that means that I'm carrying that weight throughout the day, and it's not fair to me. So I have to let you know how I feel. Now, sometimes I marinate on it and see exactly what I'm feeling and why, so I can come back to the person that I may have a problem with, and then I speak about it. Because sometimes I never speak out of anger. I never say anything that I don't mean, you know. So I feel like if a lot of people just spoke their truth to the person, to the significant other, you know, for instance, if someone calls you at every night at 2:00 in the morning and you're sleeping and, you know, you're upset about it and you told them to stop doing it, but they keep doing it, you know, at the end of the day, you're the one answering this phone. You're not speaking and telling this person, you know, to stop. And if you have and they continue, then you have to do something about that. Maybe you either have to turn your phone off or block them. But at the end of the day, you can't keep complaining about something if you make no change on your end, you know. So what are some of the things that you in your life, you know, maybe you've learned and you've had to change when it comes to dealing with people, you know, I don't know if it's like family or in the industry, anywhere. Like, what are some things that you've had to change for yourself?
Well, you know, there was a time in my life where I would avoid confrontation because I didn't want to anger someone else. And then or not ask for what I deserved in fear of causing a problem. And then I started realizing that there are two answers to every question, yes or no. And if you don't ask, it's always going to be a no. Or if you don't approach the situation, it's always going to stay stagnated. But if you go and you put it on a table and you ask for what you deserve, and you get a yes, then you've moved forward. Even if you fall flat on your face, it's movement forward. But if you never confront the situation, you're always going to end up in a no situation. And even if you get no, you're right back where you started. you know, but at least you know where you are with that situation. In my life, I had to stop walking on eggshells to make other people comfortable. You know, you get people and you know when you say things or they're not going to like what you say, you find yourself walking on eggshells just to make them comfortable. And there was a time in my life where that was in my home, where my home was supposed to be my peace. I come home from work supposed to have peace, and I find myself walking on eggshells because I thought if I didn't confront what bothered me, it would just keep it peaceful, but then it made me unhappy inside. So I had to start dealing with everyone that way because my happiness mattered.
Yes. I want you to hold those thoughts because, you know, we'll be back. We have a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, disc jockey, legend, brother. Oh, what you got for us?
Independent. People see the thing. I'm a descendant of protectionist. Shy as a I don't believe in rules. Do you? Just because I'm black, it doesn't mean that I'm a warrior. I'm a messenger. I'm a courier. Use the microphone to send a telegram. If a lady gets a compliment, I'll say, thank you, ma'am. I'm a prodigy. That means yes. Every time I rap, the crowd is uplifting. Turn on the drum machine that's in my bedroom, and I'll amuse you just like Max Bedroom. I got inner energy cause an anxiety. I've got the expression and create a variety. Stop the pick from, stand to take you. And if you're bored with rap, I don't blame you. You turn on your radio, you hear the same thing. Every individual wants to be the king. All the prince, all the baddest, all the best, everybody wants status. But who really gives a fuck anyway? The majority of rappers make excellent pay. That cater rappers got a new kind of format. Use another rapper's ego as a doormat. As a entree, make my entrance. Put tons of energy into every sentence. And I hope to make plenty capital. I'm a best rapper, I'm fanatical. And if you want to, you can be my protege. A presence as well as a domestic. You'll find me on the set on TV. They'll even lower the price for the DVD. I'll be acknowledged for the separate premises. Some people compare me to Genesis. Not the rock who's the one from the Bible. Cause I'm blessed but I'm not a disciple. My style is my disciplinarian. Oh, it changes. I was variant. Never been the lowest on the totem pole. And pretty soon I'll be seen in your centerfold. In any case I'm ever surrounded, I'll speak it out. Have you dumbfounded?
Get up on it. Rock is gonna flaunt up the style. Rhymes, rhythms, and beats, cause I'm a known exile. Born to learn, comprehend, beats performing, showing. Sold to the fact I'm black and I'm a poet. You know it, so I'ma throw it as deft as I can kill it. Tell somebody that you ain't ready, yo, beat. Shit, it's just what I'm going for. Like rain on my porn. Success is knocking at the door, so it's time to get raw. Cause my ideas grow like cocaine in Bolivia. Constant flow, making people say, is he a man or machine? Yo, it ain't a mystery. I'm just a normal man, the reason upon his history. Complicated, I put it in my point of view. It's a challenge for me, it's up to me to relate to. Doc is established, raising on a mission. To this, the doc giving them a wrong position. Believe that, believe that, believe that. The rap, yo, you know I get up and bash another brother, see? I let nobody scare me. Next time I see you, you'll be laying in the cemetery. I know you're packing it, Julie, keep packing them. The minute you fall asleep, Kang will be attacking them. From behind, the side, or in front of them. Cold shock in the woods when I'm throwing them. Man, that's a pity, a legendary baby. The leader of a New York City Women's Committee. The wood is in effect, you can bet. Think you're full of meaningless relationship next. I'm harder than I've ever been. I see it on your face, harder and rapping and hard. With several other faces, you can check and see if you can manage. It won't bite you, it would just do damage. Take my word for it. Feel the wrath of Kang. Here's the rope. See if you can hang. Get the posse group or get the gang. Let me tell you who the hell I am. Kango is a proper way of saying it. Black, you want to say it backwards, it's close now. Never been beaten, never have, and I never will. Just in case you want to try, then you better chill. Think about it. Give it thought. Think again. Pack your bag. What I recommend. Kango is like a drug to your infection. Run for protection. Here's the injection.
I wanna rock right now. I wanna rock right now. I wanna rock.
Right, brother. Oh, you got me over here dancing. You know, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to WBNN. And we got our first caller in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from, caller?
Hey, girlfriend, it's Jerry Petito. I'm calling from New Jersey, baby.
Hey, Jerry.
I am so excited for you tonight, girlfriend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So first I want to say hello to you, of course. I want to say hello to your guests. Hi, beautiful lady.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, sweetie. So, Tiana, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, you need to be sitting down, girlfriend.
Okay.
All right.
I'm waiting.
Okay. I am so excited. I want to congratulate my girlfriend, the WBNN intern, Tiana Speaks, for her WBNN all-time connection record with her first all-time as a new host with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Girlfriend, congratulations.
Wow.
This
wow.
is crazy. You
Thank
broke the
you.
Record in under 3 minutes.
Nice.
Listen. I can't take that credit. I can't take the credit because all of you guys are amazing. And, and, you know, my special guest as well, you know what I mean? Like, so I can't take all that, you know. I have to be humble about that. But I
be humble,
so
but you can take most of the credit,
you.
Most of it.
I'm going to share it. I can give it all around. But
yes,
WBNN is my home.
There it is.
Thank you for calling. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Congratulations.
Listen, I want to know, is it all right if I read a small poem to you that I wrote that's in my book?
Of course. Of course.
There's a reason why. Because I was listening to you two ladies talk, and what it comes down to is, you know, like you were saying, like intent, like what the neighbor's intent was, like little misunderstandings. You know what I mean? But what it comes down to is having integrity. Because if you have integrity and you respect yourself, you will in turn respect others. So this, I chose this listening to you guys talking. I wasn't planning on doing this. But my poem is called Integrity. Okay, here we go, guys. Do you even know how to be true to yourself and others? I'm asking you. If you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Or do you shy away, or are you like me? I don't try to be someone I'm not. I do not pretend to have more than I got. You see, to me, what does matter most, well, in general, so please don't you boast on how great you are with all of your loot and the things that you have with that horn that you toot. Wait, hold on, girl. Okay. With that horn that you toot. Because if you don't share with people in need, you become your own king filled with anger and greed. I do love the Lord. He made me this way. He taught me my worth and how to live each day. Do you have integrity? Do you really not care? Seems unfair. What will it take to get back what we had? Because the way we're treating people is disgusting and sad. It doesn't seem to me that people want to change. They'd rather go through life like on a firing range. Because in the end, which we all will see, as we take our last breath, who do you want to be? That horrible guy, the liar, the thief, or the guy they all trusted, they're left with this grief. So make a choice on who to be. I hope you choose wisely on who you should be. Life is made of choices. We all must pick and choose. We need to be real careful when breaking all the rules. If you're looking to find what the key to life should be, to you, friend, because you own the key.
Wow. So Jerry, what do you think about that?
I think that was beautiful and well said. Very well said.
So thank you.
Jerry
I just had
is a
to.
Terry is a personal friend of mine. You know, I knew her before WBNN. And you want to tell everybody who you are and about your next show?
So, okay, my shows are on one Tuesday a month, 9:30 p.m. on WBNN. And my next show is on Tuesday, December 13th. And my guest is Chris Mandonka, who was on the 13th season of Hell's Kitchen. But here's what's amazing about what we're going to be talking about, not just him being this famous chef, but he had mental health issues that he overcame through his cooking. And that's what we're going to share, hope for others.
Wow. That's really interesting. I never thought of that. That is so interesting. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to tell, I'm not going to let you go until you tell everybody who you are, though, because you're important.
Okay, so here's the thing, girlfriend. You don't want to boast, and you want to be humble, but you want me to do that. You see? See? All right, I'll make a deal with you.
Maybe you're right about that.
Okay, I'll tell everyone who I am, you guys, if you say you deserve that tonight. Say it.
I say, okay, I deserve it tonight.
Okay. So, everyone, I am Jerry Petito, and 31 years ago, I was an addict. 31 years later, I am no longer even, I don't even consider myself an addict. I changed my life through God. And because of God, I was able to write my book, and because of my book, I was able to get on radio. I'm on different networks. I'm now a Hall of Famer, Internet Radio Hall of Fame, and a Lifetime Achiever. How's that, girlfriend?
That's great because, you know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, who might be struggling, and if they see that you turned your life around, you know, you definitely have a positive influence, and that's what I want, you know, and you're one of those people, so I needed you to say who you are, and thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. I love you, too.
Oh, that's so beautiful. This is so emotional. It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you feel that way. You know, hopefully you'll tune in to the other host show as well, you know, because I'm not the only one. You know, I'm the intern host, but we have so many more and so many amazing different topics, and nobody's show is the same, you know. And I didn't mention it, and I should have mentioned it in the beginning, I admit that, but I named this The Power of Thoughts. That's what I named it, you know. If anyone didn't see the wonderful video that Michelle DiBernardo from DiBernardo Productions created for me, I really appreciate it, you know. But I want to go back to what we were talking about. We were talking about, you know, truth and, you know, speaking the truth to others and, you know, walking on eggshells. And I just want to share something, and then I want to ask you a question. I used to be the same way where, you know, I mean, I didn't have a great, and I'm actually telling things that there's people who are listening who've known me for years who don't even know. And I'm okay with doing that because I want to share this with the world because I want them to know they're not alone. I didn't have a great childhood growing up, you know, but I'm thankful for my childhood because the person I've become today, I kid you not, I wouldn't want to be anybody else in this entire world. I absolutely love who I am. I love the people who I'm surrounded by. I am so loved. I am so grateful for being around such amazing people. And a lot of you are listening tonight, and I thank you for that. Humbly thank you for listening and calling in, you know. But I used to, you know, in a relationship, you know, when you have someone that you really, really love and you bring the problem to them, and it's like I didn't realize it was manipulation, you know, or you bring the problem to them, and they make you fearful to, you know, of lashing out, so, you know, on you, so you keep your mouth quiet because you don't want to cause a problem. You don't want to cause conflict, you know. You just want it to be peace. But at the end of the day, the same way you want to give this person peace, they're supposed to give you the same thing, you know. And I've learned that, you know, God is not the author of confusion. So, you know, do you remember what you said to me, like, a couple of months ago that stuck out? Do you remember what it was?
God will make you so uncomfortable that you have to move. We often find ourselves trying to stay in relationships that we're not happy in, and we don't know why it keeps getting worse and worse and worse, because you're not supposed to be there. And God will make you so uncomfortable that you have to move. That person is not for you. you know?
Yeah.
And so I found myself trying to stay in my first marriage, and it wasn't for me. And I wouldn't change anything about it, and let me explain to you why. I got three beautiful daughters out of my first marriage, and so I wouldn't change who their father is because it would change them as people, and to me, they're absolutely perfect. And that's what I was supposed to get out of that marriage. But I kept trying to hold on to a marriage that had long been over, and it became worse and worse and worse. I mean, literally spiraled out of control where things that were taking place, if you didn't know me or didn't see it directly, you wouldn't believe it was that bad. But God was telling me I had to move. And so now that I'm older and wiser, I see it for what it is, you know? But, yes, God will make you so uncomfortable that you have to move. Listen to him. It would have been a lot sooner if I would have listened to him. And when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time.
Yes.
You can't change a person. You cannot. Yes. I said recently on one of my Instagram posts, stop trying to make people fit. Stop trying to put jackets on people that don't fit. You know,
I saw that.
Right. We often try to make people fit into these positions that are not for them because we've idealized what we want this relationship to be. And yet that person has been showing you all along that's not who they are. You have to wear the jacket that fits you and let them wear the jacket that fits them. And if they're not for you, let them go. I mean, there's always going to be rain in relationships. It's, you know, but rain means you have a little argument because relationships are work. But if it's physical violence, if you're unhappy all the time, if you get these, when the butterflies become gut-wrenching pains in the stomach, you know you're not supposed to be there. The relationship has changed. You've outgrown it, you know, or it was never what it was and you just fantasize. You romanticize what wasn't there. Sometimes you're in love with the idea of the relationship and not the person. You know, so don't settle. Stop settling. Make yourself happy.
Right. I love what you're speaking, and I would love to comment. But first, we have a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. This jockey, legend, Brother O. Bring it home, O.
You're cold, wanna be with me. Teasing the fellas wearing tight pants,
leading us on after a soul dance. But in search of love, that's how I'm living. I want a girl to give me the same thing that I am giving to her. From now till the day I depart, well, she's got to be a red bone, a beautiful word spot. That is the way this type these views, like D.C. Williams on the Eyewitness News. I hate a girl that knows every guy. Before you introduce, he already says hi. I feel like punching a dead in the grill, but that's ill. So Doc, just chill. Cause if it's meant to happen, that's how it'll be. Sooner or later, you'll co-beat with me.
She wants to beat with me, and I know this for sure. I could tell as soon as she walks through the door. Swings and sways and shakes her stuff like jello. Waiting for EMV to say hello. Skin tight clothing with everything is hanging. And all the boys admit that you're well worth banging. She only talks to walk, never wants to walk. She must be the most hot up in all New York. Like an angel, but then to cheat the face. At least that's a pretty picture she will love to paint. She's extraordinary, definitely rare. And anywhere you want me, baby, I'll be there. I'll make you feel content. Fill you with bliss. Send a single through your body with just one kiss. But if you don't show, I won't be stunned. Give your mother my number. I know she'll come.
Hey, girl, if you wanna be with me, because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You go wanna be with me, because you need someone to be with, someone to talk to.
I want a girl that'll turn me on. When I say go, I wanna hear her say gone. When I say leave, I wanna hear her say left. And if I say was it good, she better say deaf. Cause that's the kind of girl that I am looking for. I really don't think there are any more. But if one appears one day, I walk up to her and gently say, I've been staring at you a while. And every time you see me staring, you crack a smile. Nicole wanna be with me, it's true. If you didn't, I wouldn't be next to you.
So please stop frustrating, girl. I'm tired of waiting.
Hurry up, make the so-called move that you've been talking about making girls show improve. There's really no need to talk about it. You know what I want, so what about it? But we can either go fast or slow, cause I'll be in and out before you know.
You say you're resisting, but yet you're still kissing.
Everybody thought that I've been wanting you to kiss. Hey girl, here's a spot you missed.
So cold.
Hey girl, if you wanna be with me, because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You cold wanna be with me?
All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WBNN. And we have our second caller in queue. So who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, Miss Tiana. It's Ava, also calling from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi. Hello. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the person that I spoke about in the beginning when I gave my thanks. You know, when I said that this woman has faced challenges and she overcomes them, and she never loses her love and spirit. I absolutely love her. And let me tell you something, and I'm going to tell the world. You know, I mentioned the fibromyalgia because so many people are alone, and, you know, I actually, you know, basically love Ava because I drive. I have my own car and I have a truck, but sometimes it's just easier for somebody to pick me up because I'm in so much pain. No matter what Ava is going through, she does not mind coming when we go out and just scooping me up. She makes everything easier for me, and I absolutely appreciate her so much. I absolutely do, you know. And Ava, you're amazing. I thank you for introducing me to this wonderful station. I'm glad that I'm a part of it now. And I never thought that I could be a part of something so amazing. And I wish the world knew about this because everybody on this station is so talented, including yourself. I just had to tell you that. You know, and I want the world to know how I feel about you.
Thank you. I heard that introduction, and I thank you, and I appreciate you for that. A couple things I want to share with you tonight. First of all, Brother O makes you feel like family from the moment that you meet him. And he talks to us like we are family, yet his actions speak louder than his words. And I love those old cliches, and that's one of them. So I want to say thank you for that. Thank you for your kind words and your tonight. I love your name, Tajiri, is it? I love, love your name. It's beautiful, and you speak so beautifully about what you're talking about. The topic is so top of mind today. But let me start out by saying this, Tiana. I don't know if you heard me mention or if you ever met the phenomenal Len Davies. He's a producer from California, and he was my very first guest on my intern show, which was just a little over a year ago. And I found out right at the start of your show that he passed away this evening. So I just thought that was a little ironic. And he's a wonderful man, so I just want to shout out to Len Davies of California. He's a producer, legendary producer, to his family and to everybody. He was a guest on my show a couple of times, and what a wonderful man. Also, congratulations to you, Tiana. What did Jerry say? In like less than 3 minutes, you broke a connection record? Oh, my God. That's freaking amazing, and congratulations to you. You're going to be such a wonderful asset to the WBNN family. And I also want to talk about Tajiri mentioned the answer. If you don't step up and speak, the answer is always no. And also, those old cliches have so much meaning to me, like the one that says you always miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Mm-hmm. So you have to speak up. You have to take the shots. You have to take the risks. Look at you learning to navigate, to be on radio, and how much you enjoy it and love it now because of that faith you put in yourself, you know. And like Jerry said, you deserve this. And to Jerry's poem on integrity, you know, we all have gone through things in our lives. I don't care what anybody says. There's always something that you think about. It may not be a regret, but it may be something that you've done to survive. And I always say that, you know, if God brings you to it, he leads you through it. And Jerry says that also. And everything we do leads us to where we are. So the point I want to get about to integrity is no matter what has happened in your past or what you do or how you deal with it, go to bed at the end of the night. When you look in the mirror, when you brush your teeth, when you wash your face, just like who's looking back at you, and everything else will fall into place. So congratulations to you, Tiana. I'm so happy to be part of your intern show and your lovely guest, and I look forward to more from you.
Thank you, and my condolences, my sincere condolences to your loss. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry as well, Eva. You know, I always want to make you feel better, so you know.
That's what we do.
So, next, okay, I want to let you guys know we have caller 3 in queue. We have International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, class of 2021, Sister Bessie the Truther. How are you?
Hey, my sister, how are you doing?
I am doing good. I'm glad to hear your voice, and I'm glad you called in. Thank you so much for the support.
Yes, I'm enjoying your show, and I'm really enjoying your guests. I just want to say congratulations on your first record. I'm so happy. And I know you're going to be a great access to the podcast. And I believe we all love you because you have been supporting the show for a very long time. And you deserve to be here with us. And that's what I wanted to say to you. And I'm Sister Bessie the Truther, the troublemaker. So I will be on. So I will be on this month, the 9th. And keep up the great work. I love you. And peace and blessings to both of you.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings to you as well.
So, guys, guess what? We have the callers, which I feel so loved and supported. Thank you. We have caller 4 in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from? Don't be scared. We don't bite.
All right, caller 4, we'll put you back on ice. We'll put her back on ice and get some other callers on here. You know, why not? And we have the 2022 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Clever One.
My boy.
Yo. Hey, yo. Check this out, yo. This Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Where all the kids ganged up and jumped. My man dressed up like Elmo at my grandson's party out here. What's happening?
Hey, Clev. Let me tell you guys. So Clev is another reason why I'm here. You know, Clev was the person who asked me to co-host on his show. You know, he's also a host on this network, you know, and he also was an intern. He did amazing, you know. And listen, one thing I enjoy about Clev is he calls in and he always gives us a story about where he's from. You never know what's going to come out this man's mouth, and I absolutely enjoy it. You know,
well,
I enjoy.
Shout out to Philly. Always... You know, my sister went to Lincoln, so shout out to Philly. Always got love for
that's
Philly.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Cuz and the Lincoln side of things. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, but check this out, right? I do want to say this while I got you ladies up here. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you're making it feel real good this evening. You know what I mean? Shout out to the, you know, special guests. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I mean? Salute to all. You know, when I want to say this, though. I was a young boy, you know what I'm saying? Lee from Beat Street and out here, you know what I'm saying? You know my first B-boy characters that I practiced on, you know what I'm saying, was, you know, some of these guys, you know what I mean? These UTFO guys, you know what I'm saying? Were some of my primary characters that I practiced my graffito on, you know what I'm saying? Coming up with, on, you know, UTS style, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the Golden Era, you know what I mean, iconic, you know what I mean, historic, you know what I mean, legends out here, you know what I mean? Salute to the whole UTFO, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean, especially Kango Kid, you know what I'm saying? And
thank
the place
you
to be live,
thank
holding
you
it down, you know what I'm saying? Or for all the B-boys out here, you know what I'm saying? He waved the situation for us, you know what I'm saying? He carried it very well, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We miss him and love him, you know what I mean? You know, that's word to hip-hop
that
out
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And the love is felt on all ends, you know. That song that they played, You Call Wanna Be With Me, quick story behind the video. If you remember the video, there's a part where Doc jumps on Kango's shoulders, right?
Mm.
And Kango used to always, every time we talked about it, he would tell me how much pain he was in because his jerry curls was hanging and he wasn't expecting Doc to jump on him, and Doc jumped on his shoulders, his hair got caught. So he did the whole
snap.
He did the whole scene like he was regular. As soon as they said cut, he threw Doc back. Was like, what are you doing?
Yo, that's wild.
There's always, you know, stories behind the videos that, you know, you have to hear. But thank you so much for the love. Philly's always shown love, not only to, you know, UTFO and all. We don't call them old school. We call them classics. And, you know, they paved the way for a lot, you know. And the loss of him was devastating to hip-hop. Of course, it was devastating to me and my daughter. You know, so I appreciate all the kind words. Thank you so much.
Well, yes. You know what I mean? Shout out to all. Yo, this is crazy here because it's a reflection of a lot of our childhood, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, when it all started for a lot of us, back in these dates, you know what I'm saying, when in the pristine era of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? This he was a very, very, very important factor of what we do out here, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's always beautiful to hear, you know what I'm saying, you know, the companionship of you know, the women who love these people, you know what I mean, unfortunately we lose them, but, you know what I'm saying, just to hear these wonderful stories and some of these memories that we could collect from, you know what I'm saying, the loved ones and the relatives and people that, you know, hold the torch for these people, you know what I'm saying? We love y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Do me a favor for him and honor him and everybody that's listening. Get yourself checked. Get to the hospitals. Men, get the colonoscopies. Don't be afraid of them, because your body tells you things. Don't ignore it. Listen to the symptoms, because, you know, I'm older. I'm 48 years old, and I've been through a lot of things, but I'm raising a 7-year-old without her dad. You understand what I'm saying? So take the time out. If you're scared to do it, if you don't want to do it, look in your kids' eyes, your mother's eyes, whoever, and get yourself checked, please, and thank you.
Make sure you stay on.
All right, I'm going to slide back in the slot, you know what I mean? I'm back behind the macaroni and cheese.
So listen, guys, you know, with my amazing guest, I have a little bit of a surprise. We have caller 5 in queue. Caller 5, who are you? Where are you calling from?
I got a question. What's the deal?
All right, everybody, this is Rob Swartz.
What's the deal, everybody? What's going on? Hello to Jerry. How you feeling?
It's because of Rob that I'm on the show. We wouldn't even met if it wasn't for Rob. You know, I love you, Rob.
I love you too, Rob.
Yeah, I love you too, Dennis. I've been listening the whole time. I've just been in the car driving. So now I got back to the crib, so that I had to chime in real quick, see how everybody's doing.
Right.
So UMAG is doing amazing things, Rob. I know you got a list of things that you got going on.
Yeah, we got about to do this music conference, the first music conference in Philadelphia in 20 years. We're about to do that in mid-February. But there's a lot of stuff going on. There's always something going on. Always something fun.
Nice. So, Rob.
Yeah.
So, I want to ask you a question, but first, I want everybody to know who you are. Tell the people who you are, because you're somebody very important. Even though you're my friend, you're still important to this world. Who are you?
I'm just Rob Swartz. I was a company called Humag Multimedia. It's been around for 21 years at this point. TV show, TV networks, music distribution company, movies, sync licensing company. Do a lot of stuff. I speak around the world about the industry.
Guys, he's humble right now.
I was about to say, he's making it sound so normal. Yes.
You're being so humble. Y'all need to look him up and find out who he is, and you'll see who this man is. You know, he's amazing. Let me tell you something. One thing about Rob, I met so many people through Rob just by, you know, he filmed his birthday party every year, you know, for TV. And other different things that I've been a part of, you know, and every single person that I've met through this man has been amazing and humble, you know, a good spirit, and it's a testament to who Rob is. No matter being as though at the status that he has, he is still humble. I remember the first day that I met him, and I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he did. You know, he talked to me just like as if you were to sit down at a restaurant and the next table were to talk to you. Like, we had great conversation, you know. And I love, he's never changed. And it's funny because I spoke to his family. I met a few of his family members a couple of months ago, you know, and I spoke about him. And they're like, yeah, they basically solidified everything that I felt about him. And it was genuine. It wasn't just them speaking, because, you know, how some people speak up for their family members because they're just family. No, you could feel the genuine truth and the genuine love they have for this man. And anyone that is his friend or his family member, they show him so much love that he definitely deserves, you know. And I appreciate you calling in. And my question for you, if you're able to answer this, because I know it's difficult, you know, is what is your favorite memory of you and Kango? You know, Kango was Rob's best friend. if you can share a great memory you have.
I got a lot of Kegel memories. I could say my favorite memory has to be, so I met him at the Charlie Mack celebrity basketball game. That had to be maybe 2005, 2004 maybe. And that's when I met Kengo. And then I was working at Merrill Lynch at that time. Who Mag was popping. My TV show was popping. And we had all these big celebrities, like Pitbull has been on my show at that point. We had all these big name people on my show. But to me, that wasn't, everyone's like, oh my God, so-and-so. But the fulfilling part to me was like interviewing the people that I grew up with as a kid. The UTFO album was one of the first records I bought with my own money. So when I met Kengo, I mean, KRS-One was in the room too. Like all these other people in the room too, these huge. But Kengo was like, holy shit, there's Kengo kid. Like that's the first record I bought. So me and Kengo became cool, and Kango's just like, and here I am, I'm just interviewing people. But Kango's like, I say, Kengo, man, I interviewed you here, man, but I would love to sit down with you and do like a real in-depth interview. So he was living in the Poconos at that time. So he's like, yeah, come on up to my place in the Poconos. So okay. I remember I worked all day at Merrill Lynch, went home back to Cherry Hill, picked up my camera guy, and then we drove all the way to the Poconos, and it was snowing too. And we probably got there like 1 in the morning, 12 in the morning, I think it was late. And we did this crazy, incredible interview, and then his kids were doing like a late night dance rehearsal. So we drove over there, watched them rehearse, did an interview with his kids on my show. And then drove back home. I got home at like 6 in the morning and went right to work. But anyway, the interview that – it was such a genuine interview. And that was like – and I've interviewed so many like celebrities and hip-hop artists and people at that time. But, like, it was – it felt like an instant friendship. And that's what I didn't feel from a lot of other people. It was just an instant friendship. It was like, wow. Mm-hmm. And that's – and cool. But it was just – I mean, we talked about, after the interview, and it was like an hour and a half interview, we just talked about everything, and we just had this, my camera guy was looking at me like, yo, man, I'm tired. I look at him like, I don't care. It's like, I'm the one driving home, dude, you're good. You know what I mean? So, and then from there, we just became really cool, and we had a good time. And every time he come down here, and we just hang out at the office and chill. If it's, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, the reason why I'm known for the birthday parties too, and Kengo always hosted my party. So this was the first year I did the party, and that's why I got the disrespect going now, because I stopped the birthday parties. You know, if I can't have Kengo hosting my parties, I'm cool with the parties. I'm good. Move on to something else. So now we're doing the Distro Fest and the conferences and stuff like that. But that's how much he meant to me, you know. So, but just too many memories. Just so many memories. You know what I mean?
And you know you meant, you already know you meant the same thing, you know, to him. Kang had nothing but love. Every time your name came up or you were doing something, we could be on the West Coast, but if Rob's birthday party was coming up or something, we had to be back here. We had to be at Rob's event because you mattered to him so much. And I know you knew that already, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was just great. Okay. Every time he came, great. The energy, the Daily Motion party was a lot of fun. That was in New York. We went down to Baltimore with Force MDs. We had a good time just hanging out. It's just fun, man. He's just a fun guy to be with too, man. His energy is just, being around him just makes everybody happy. And that's the kind of people I like hanging around with. You know, I brought him to the film festival. We had a great time at the film festival. Everybody was excited to see him, and it was just a good time.
So guys, listen. I want you to hold those thoughts. Don't go anywhere, Rob. You can stay on, right? You still got time?
Yep.
Stay on. Okay. Because we have a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey legend, Brother O. Bring it home, O.
You just cut paper. cut bread, cut down a tree, and make it wicked with this when you might as well be. As a matter of fact, to be exact, this is not fiction, this is all fact. The man in the back is dressed in black. He's all for we call. I'm on it, cause you are too. Some people say that we're the best people of rhyme, cause we all have an image that we stand behind. Like I'm a soldier of love, can't go, I never run, cause I possess the medals for the battles I won. And I'm Dr. Ice, I'm debonair. You can tell that I'm a doctor by the clothes that I wear. And I'm the world's most educated rapper, MD, and I'm causing much damage in the place to be. And as a matter of fact, to be exact, this is not fiction, this is all fact. The man in the back is dressed in black, he's all what we call. Man, and he'll cut up any DJ he can. He started from the bottom and took the right route. Now the scratches are better, that's without my doubt. The way I'm going now, I think I passed my peak. We can't go kicking E and B, we'll never get weak. Rhymes are written every day, and never forgot. Sometimes it's hip-hop or it might have a plot. The writer's ever rap, still the rapper is neat. But the MC ain't fresh unless he's rotten the beat. And the week, every week, just got to be tough. And original, that's when I say it's rough. From my point of view, that's how I feel. And when I say it, real. Cause I'm the price on your food, if they're on the bus, and soon you'll be standing in dock, we trust. Well, I'm not in surgery, I'm not into books, and I may look the way that you imagine I look, but I'm looking good, baby, and you best believe that, too. When it says can't go, they meant the hat. Now when they sit together, they meant me a score. When they say you see a phone, they meant untouchable before. Let it tip that stuff, the gang of walls and wealth things. I got a message, and the message I bring is, I got to look you want to know better. I'm not your dad, but I consider myself to never be a loser to none, cause I possess the message for the battles I want. And the way I perform, I ought to be sued, cause I specialize in being nothing but rude. The leaders of the pack are the one in command, complaining to be the one, understand.
Yo, what's this? Yo, what's this? Yo, what's this? Yo, what's this?
Man, I'll discombobulate any rapper I can. My superior vernacular will keep me ahead. Most of you are cogitating what I just said, but that's just a morsel. I'm very discreet, and a formula for rap like this can't be beat. And now that you know, it can't be condemned, and my preeminent thoughts will linger on to the end. Cause I'm a referee and grammar, I was always inclined. Intellectual verses like this are hard to find. The elementary are always a pain. Interesting notions are good for your brain. And if I was a Mexican, I'd wear a sombrero. If I was a soldier, I'd probably be able. But I'm not, I'm meant to rap, and I'm down with the nigga.
Mix master, Ice. Mix master, Ice. Mix master, Ice. Mix master, Ice. Mix master, Ice.
And welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the wonderful, amazing WBNN with my guest, Tajiri, a.k.a. the Rich Twin. So
yeah,
we have caller six. Thank you. Okay,
Go ahead. Go to caller six. We'll talk about me later.
We have caller six in queue. Caller six, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, peace. It's the Magic Man. How you doing tonight?
Hey, honey.
Hey, first of all, congratulations. This show right here from your special guest, oh, my God. I want to put on record, though, it don't just happen to women. It also happens to men, too. Sometimes we as men can have the best intentions, but just like life, all intentions don't always work out the same way that the intentions. Sometimes they don't match up, okay?
Right.
But, look, I am enjoying it. The sound therapeutic sound that DJ Olasky is putting on is really taking me back to a period of time I used to love hip-hop. I'm just being honest. I don't feel it like I used to, the way it used to be with the golden era. I remember the first time I saw UTFO was in Hampton, Virginia. And I'm telling you, the live shows, we used to have the laser light shows back then. And I remember, you know, sometimes in between breaks, you never know who you actually run into in between the shows and stuff like that. And I remember I actually ran into Kango Kid, man, one of the coolest guys I ever met. And I didn't know who he was at first until he got up on stage. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the dude. That's the dude right there, you know. But I must divine love and respect, you know, for the women. I won't say necessarily to paint the background, but y'all always was a part of our life story. Thank you so much for sharing so many divine memories and being up here with us today, okay?
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, Kango was one of the people. He always told me stories about how he would go to his shows and he would like to walk around and, you know, just hang out while he was waiting to go on stage. And there was one show he was at. He walked through a door thinking it was going to take him outside, and he ended up being, like, near the concession stand. Now, this is a sold-out arena. And he walks out, and the door locks behind him, and he's near the concession stand. And a girl turned around and looked at him and started screaming and passed out. Now it's completely crowded. So he's trying to help her, and security ran over and told him he had to leave. And he was like, but she's passed out. He said, if she wakes up and sees you again, she's going to pass out again. They had to rush him out of the lobby. He accidentally walked into, like, the main area of the arena while the people were coming in. And he said that was the first time that he realized his effect on people. But he always, and even to the very end, wherever we were at, he would go walk, and I'm like, you can't do it. Like, he would go, you want a drink? I'm going to go to the bar. And I'm like, let me see how long it takes you to get back from the bar then. Because I can go and get me a drink and be back in 5 minutes, you know.
Wow.
But that's just who he was, you know, never forgot being just a regular person. And I think that's why he was so blessed in life. Same thing with Rob, why he's so blessed in life. Never lose track of the fact that you're a vessel, whatever it is, if it's your music, writing, whatever, your dancer, you're a vessel for God. And if you lose track of the fact that it's not directly from you, you'll lose your blessing. But if you stay focused on the fact that this is what you've been blessed to do, you continuously be blessed with wonderful people in your life. And that, and Kang was able to meet so many wonderful people and give his joy to them and receive joy in return. And I appreciate all of the kind words and well wishes. Makes me feel better, especially in this time, because, you know, we're coming up into the year anniversary of his passing. So these holidays are a little rough for me. So when I hear these wonderful stories, it just brings me joy. It makes me smile. And I thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being who and what you are. The world want to hear more about you. I understand that, you know, you got a personal life and all, but those are like the missing pieces of our great art form, you know. And I can say personally, I don't like, you know, a lot of what's happening today, you know, especially since it's being commercialized. On the distribution end, shout out to Rob. You hit me like a ton of bricks. I loved it better when we was able to get those distribution deals, when we had more control of our art form. On that note, I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Wait a minute, honey. Hold on. Wait a minute. International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, broadcasting Lifetime of Tina Tiber, Honey Bakatoon, you need to tell us when your next show is.
Actually, I had the date mixed up. Thank you so much. It will be December the 15th, and I'll be speaking about Let's Push the Envelope. And if people are in a state of confusion about what the envelope is, it's the issue. whatever issue that affects us as a people, we got to push it, because we don't, you know, the reason why we don't get the type of justice that we have been praying and wishing for is because we don't push the envelope the way other people tend to push the envelope. Now it's time. Thank you.
You are well said. I'll be listening to that one.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad. We have amazing people in this station. You have no idea. We have caller 7 in the queue. Caller 7, who are you and where are you calling from this lovely evening?
Hi, Tanya. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, Mo. How are you? You called in. I'm so happy you said you would, and you did. Awesome.
Yep. So excellent topic on truth and perception. It's so powerful, and your guest is totally awesome. I also want
Thank
to congratulate you on your connection record. I have a feeling you're going to continue to grow and break more records in the future, and I wish you continued and much success.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, I love when people, you know, get the notice that, you know, that they're achieving greatness on this network, you know. But also, I love the fact that we're changing lives. That's the most important thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. So I thank you so much for calling in, and I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You take care.
Thank you. So, okay, Tajiri, now we're going to go back to what we were talking about, you know, after
Wait,
all
really,
these wonderful callers.
Really quickly, I wanted to touch base on a gentleman that just called in when he said he doesn't like the state of hip-hop right now. I wanted to address that because this is something Kang and I had discussed for a while. When people would ask Kang how he felt about hip-hop right now, he would say, we're not supposed to like it. Our parents didn't like it when we liked it, and now we are our parents, right? I often say that hip-hop should be broken down into genres the way rock is. The way rock has metal, heavy metal, like you have Guns N' Roses or you'll have other groups. They need to break hip-hop down into different genres, you know, like R&B, and then you have soul. There's trap hop, there's, you know, strip hop, there's punk hop. You know, it needs to be broken down because our classic hip-hop is not the same as what they're listening to, but we do have some artists that still stay true to the form, but they put us all in one big bubble, and it needs to be broken down. You know, but like Kang would say, we're not supposed to understand what the kids are doing. Our parents didn't understand us.
That's absolutely true. You know, that's absolutely true. You know, and I thank you for sharing that, you know, because I know a lot of people want to hear that. I'd like to get back to what we were talking about. You know, we left off talking about, you know, truth and just walking on eggshells. And I was going to say that, you know, throughout my life, you know, I was a person that just didn't want to, you know, and I said this before for anybody tuning in, that, you know, I used to be afraid to, you know, say how I felt, so I would hold it inside. And then one day I realized it's not fair to me. You know, if you are aware of what you're doing to me, I have a right to speak on it. And you don't have to say something to someone expecting them to understand. So a lot of times we don't want to say something to somebody because we want them to understand how we're feeling and we want them to change. Sometimes you just have to say it for your own peace of mind and release it and not hold it in. There's a lot of people walking around angry because they haven't opened their mouths about what is going on or what's bothering them and expecting something to change when you haven't did anything for it to change. Even if the people are doing you wrong, whether it's at your job or that's your relationship, whether it's just going through your daily life, you know, it's not fair that, you know, I actually have someone at a place that I frequent, and she opened up to me and told me about something that she was dealing with her best friend, and her best friend accused her of something. Now, this is something so just small, but I always use this, you know, and this is just touching on a little bit of validation. You know, a lot of times people manipulate you, and belittle you and make you feel small to the point, you know, and make you feel like things are your fault. Now, if you have someone that accused you of something, now in the past if somebody accused me of something, I had to do everything to show them, like, that's not true, you know, until I realized that's a manipulative tactic that people use sometimes. So I say it like this, no matter any situation, if you look at your trash can right now and you have a trash bag in there and your trash is full and someone says, take that trash out, not that they have to tell you this, but let's say they say, take that trash out, and you take that trash out and you go outside and you throw it in your dumpster, okay, and you come back in and that person says, why didn't you take the trash out? You know, it's still sitting in there. You know in your reality, in your world, that you took that trash out. Do you really need to have this conversation with this person? You know what I mean? You know what your truth is. You don't need to convince anyone else of your truth. And by me learning that myself, because, you know, I love very, very hard, you know, and that is why I'm very careful who I let in my circle. You know, I pay attention. I don't pay attention to just how people treat me and how they talk to me, because people can pretend to be anything. They can pretend for a year or so. I can tell you that I dated somebody for 2 years. I wasn't so in love with this man. Like, I mean, I felt like I was on cloud nine, you know, and what it was, just like you said, I fell in love with his potential. He wasn't a horrible human being, but some of the things was a lot of manipulation going on. And that's what something, it's like God talked to me and told me to research this. And when I researched manipulation and gaslighting, it changed my whole world. I asked my friend, and rest his soul, his name is Drew Barton, and I love that man because he absolutely was the changing point of my life. You know, he took time when I needed to talk to him. I asked him one specific question. When he gave me the answer to that question, it clicked, and I looked around me and I said, oh, my God, these people are really taking advantage of me and my kind heart, you know. And I became outspoken. I wasn't always like this. I wasn't always like, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a person at the store or it doesn't matter if, you know, a person, you know, said something to me that wasn't warranted. I speak my mind, but I do so in peace because at the end of the day, I don't have to come at you in a hostile way, because sometimes I feel like God puts people in our path for us to rectify that situation, and I speak not for myself all the time. I speak for the person coming after me who may not have the strength to stand up to that person and go out that day, but I'm gonna pause on that because we have caller 8 in queue. Caller 8, thank you for calling. Who are you, and where are you calling from? Caller 8, are you there?
All right, caller 8, we'll put you back in ice. All right, continue, Tiana.
Okay. So, you know, I basically, you know, I speak for anyone else coming after me. I may never meet them, but I want this world, you know, this world is a cruel place, you know, and I spoke, I believe it was Mr. Boston, and if Mr. Boston, if you listen, I thank you for what you said, and he was speaking about people who are optimistic, you know, and I'm a very optimistic person. I see the light in all situations, but the problem is a misconception. Just because I see the light does not mean that I ignore the darkness. I see the darkness. But I know me, and I know my potential, and I know, you know, that I serve a really great God, you know. So I see, at the end of the day, the darkness that I see and the problems that could arise, I already have a solution for them, so I'm not worried. I'm going to come out on top no matter what. And I don't mean come out on top as far as success. I just mean in my life, in my daily life, I get to wake up, I get to open my eyes, I get to breathe. Do you know how important that is? And we complain about the stupidest things, you know. You might yell at your kids for making so much noise, but, you know, at times, you know, think about the people who are in the hospital who can't open their mouth. They can't reach anything because maybe they don't have arms for whatever reason, or maybe their legs are going from the war or anything, and they can't walk to get up and do what we can do. So a lot of times we need to appreciate life and, you know, imagine someone, and I'm going to say about, we have someone on this network that deals with wrongful convictions, you know, and basically imagine if you got taken away against your will for nothing, you know, for something that you didn't do,
you know. And basically, our freedom is something we should appreciate, you know.
Absolutely. And Shana, are you familiar with Grant Williams, Shaheem's Shaheem's cousin, Grant Williams? He goes by the name of Understanding. He did 20 years in prison for a crime he did not commit, and they exonerated him after he came home. And when you think about that in retrospect, his children had to be raised without their father. His mother had to deal with the fact that, and he did the whole time saying, I didn't do this. You know, okay. And then when he came home, he was exonerated. So, yes, we take things for granted. I know I used to be, I'm a peaceful person. I am a confrontational person, because if you don't confront an issue, you become an enabler for the person that's taking advantage of you. But after going through things in my past and losing Kang, I got to a point where I don't deal with certain things. Like, I can be that way, but I pick and choose what I want to deal with, because my peace is at stake. When you start, you know, when you start allowing energy stealers, and I call them energy stealers, to come into your presence, and the energy stealers are people who take advantage of you and people who bring their negative energy to you. They'll come to you and everything they say is negative, no matter what it is, and without even realizing they're putting their energy on you, and it zaps your energy. You have to remove energy stealers from you in every aspect of your life, because it really affects your peace. And peace is very important. Peace is very important.
Yes. So, Tajiri, I would like to have your final thoughts. And, guys, before you say it, this is part one. Part two is December 29th at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, Tajiri, I'd like to know your final thoughts. And then we have Ingozi time.
I want to first of all thank you and congratulate you. This was a wonderful setting. People, live your truth no matter what it is. You matter. And if you're with someone that's mistreating you, remember this. What matters to you should matter to them, because it matters to you, because you matter to them, period. And if they don't respect how you feel, they don't respect you. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to say you guys can follow me on Instagram at Rich Twin, RichTwin. My name is Rich Twin because Tajiri means rich in Swahili, and I am an identical twin. That is why my name is Rich Twin. I want to thank you, Tiana, for having me. I will be back, and I will be listening. I have to say this is my first introduction to this network, but I love the energy and the camaraderie, and I will be listening 9:30 every night, except for Saturday, as you said, for the new shows. On that note, peace and love.
Yes. You're going to be back for part two, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. All right, because we're going to finish this. You know, we got to finish the rest of the topic for the people. You know, we got to make sure them souls are healed, you know. So now we are going to have Ingozi time. And thank you so much.
Yo, MD. Yeah, what's up, man? They call that girl they call Roxanne. She's all stuck up. Why'd you say that? Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking out of sleep, so I said, hello, I'm Kango from New CFO. And she go, I'm cold. Baby, don't you know I can sing rap dance in just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater. From beginning to end and to beginning, I never knew, because I'm all about winning. But if I was to lose, I wouldn't be a thief, cause I'm not a gambler. I still bet, I don't be in no casino. And baby, why you nigga? The is the grizzly killing. You know, I thought you'd be a friend and give me devious rap. I thought I had a friend, if I'm a sinister trap. I thought it'd be a piece of shit, but it was nothing like that. I guess that's what I keep a saying, it ain't that right, black. Business, good side, to choose them. And see, niggas, I'm a wizard. Crispy with rockin' to the ovens, and it's like a dealer with a bang, bang. Brother, I feel bad, but I ain't committing suicide for no crap. Calling her a crab is just a figure of speech. She's an apple, a pear, a plum, and a peach. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand, but man, oh man, if I was grand, I'd bang Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
can't you understand?
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man. Yo, Kango,
Kango. I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know. She doesn't need a guy like you. She needs a guy like me with a high IQ. And she takes to my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper MC will never fess. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, paid me no mind. She thought my name was Barry, I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry, my baby she would carry. And if we had a baby, his name's the baby Harry. Her mother's name is Baby, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say he's scary. Sisters aren't not heavy, her father's a fairy. His wife's secretary, his son's the military. To force him to a list, I guess it wasn't voluntary. His daughter's name is Sherry, his son's a Tom and Jerry. Jerry had to prove it, it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I say this, and makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to give this commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're touching all you want to try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I received was a pat on my back. That's what you get. It happened to me. Ain't that right, Mixed Master I-Z-E? You had a rope, you thought you was stupid. But EMD, your rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworms. You gotta be stronger when you can't resist. So educated rapper, huh, fuck this. Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was a debonair. I said I like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, then your name is Roxanne. She said, how'd you know my father is getting around? Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. Please let me walk you to the corner. My rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before. You look like a thief. I said, me? The dot? A hood? A rock? Running around and street robbing people on the block? Nah, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. It falls by the earth. I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got stupid because she cracked a smile. Then let me know my rap was worth for a while. She said, you call yourself a doctor. I said, listen to you. Then explain to me really what doctors must be. I said, this is very simple, cause I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology. A disease provides a change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on the cheek. She said she had to go, but she'd be back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange the date. Did you take her to the beach? That's what we planned. But she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
and here's our game plan. The beat is here, so we will reveal it. And if you think it's soft, then Roxanne, feel it.
Listen, guys, you know, that was a classic from way, way long ago, man. You know, almost a year ago, the 17th of November of 2022. It was amazing, man. That was the intern show with the Soundtrack Realized featuring, you know, the outstanding UTFO, the Universal Force, you know what I mean? You can't get no better. I always talk about, you know, when I fell in love with hip-hop and it was Kango, you know what I mean? Dr. ICE, you know, it's you know, educated rapper. That was who I love, you know what I mean? The educated doctor, you know what I mean? And I'll bring on Tiana Speaks tonight, you know, who is will be part of this show tonight. And she's still, you know, the spirit, you know what I mean? You know, that championship feeling, you know, her first ever championship as an intern. Tiana, talk to us tonight.
Hello, Brother O. How are you tonight? Thank you for playing this classic. I appreciate it. And I really enjoyed listening to the show. And and I just really want to thank all the listeners, all, you know, like, I really appreciate you guys, and I appreciate all the hosts that always give me support. I love you all.
Yes.
And Brother O, thank you so much for just doing what you do. I really appreciate it very much. And my next show is November 17th. So please tune in.
Well, first of all, you know, Tiana, we went through a lot of situations this week. This is the first show that we're able to have no problems with. And, of course, Tiana,
awesome.
I did the two shows, you know, with, you know, Ricardo Richard. We had to do a show at 11 o'clock in the evening. You know, that was crazy because he's a school teacher, but he still came on and gave a college try. We had a 39-minute show. And then last night, you know, with technical difficulties, trying to bring on, you know, the Honeybee Files with Lynn Lemici, and we had to end that show early. So it's been a crazy situation. You being, you know, a great trooper, you know, through, you know, right now you deal with an illness. And at this show, you know, you being on this program tonight, you know, sharing your voice. How about that, guys around the world? She wanted to be able to talk to you tonight, you know, and share her voice. That shows her moxie and her, you know, intestinal fortitude, what we do on a constant basis for more than almost 11 years, huh?
Yes, absolutely. I got to thank everybody because without them, we wouldn't even be here. So, you know, I got to thank
and that, you know what's crazy about that, Tiana? That show, we were still in the 18 millions at that time. Now we're in the 24 million. That's to let you know the greatness of our network from November to November. We garnered more than 6 million new listeners to the one and only Devlin Region. How do you feel about that, Tiana?
I feel like that's amazing. And I know that we're going to hit 30 million. I know we're going to keep going up and up and up. I can't wait till for us to get to 50 million. I'm going to be so excited. Yeah. And I know that.
You know, one thing you said, not to cut you off, but one thing you said tonight that really moved me. So I come here to build this network. You know, I come here, you know, to be an asset. And, you know, me coming here, I'm going to help this network be greater. Look at us now. You have 8 all-time connection records, 6 with Power Star, 2 with Yonasi Paramonte. That just lets you know what you've done for us in a linear year. And, of course, we honor you and only honors, you know, less than a month, right? December 5th is coming up, where Clever One will be presenting you with the linear new host of the year. How do you feel about that?
I'm so excited because I'm so looking forward to what he's going to say. I'm always looking forward to what Clever is going to say. And like, you know, that's one person I definitely look forward to when he calls in with his crazy self, you know. And I'm excited to just be a part of this network and just have a family. You know, even the people of the network that I haven't met yet, they still feel like family. And then the ones I met, it still feels like we're one big family. And I really appreciate that.
Yes.
That you put this together.
Yes, indeed.
You know, seriously.
And listen, y'all, the voice you just heard is 2023 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. I'm going to bring on Lifetime Achiever Huni Bakatun, who has been through us this week in a lot of craziness. And tonight we got a chance to do a show like we always do in our par excellence, right? You know, giving people what you need. And Huni Bakatun, if you're there, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Listen, man, all the way live. I still did the shows. I'm proud of myself that I would not be counted in robbery. Yes, we did Ricardo's show for 39 minutes, you know, starting at 11 o'clock with the foolishness at Blog Talk. And then last night you heard Lynn with Michi, you know, in a classic, you know, and tonight we did a classic with Tiana Speaks. I want you, before I give Ngozi time, to talk about the greatness of our network and we never, ever give up.
No doubt. First of all, I want to say peace and abundant divine blessings to the beautiful, the brilliant Tiana Speaks. Man, you're definitely a godsend for our day and time doing Mission Planet.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I appreciate Huni Bakatun coming on and, you know, sharing his light. And, of course, tomorrow night, we will not have a classic on this network. We will have actually a live show for the first time since Monday. And it will be a regular show that will go from 9:30 to 11:30, maybe. Okay, but we know the cutoff is 11:30, right? Tomorrow we give you the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame
broadcasting nominee, the wonderful and outstanding, the beautiful and controversial, Miss Christine Powell. And you know her better as she's the one that pleased us. I got to bring on my commissioner, who's done a great job in all of 2022. Almost all of 2023, the outstanding and wonderful fellow doctor, Chinchilla Jonesia. If she's able to come on. She might not be able to come on, but that's okay. But we keep on going. And like I said, tomorrow night we'll be right here on the one and only Bevel Nation. And of course, WBNN has advertising to it in Goatee Time Multimedia. And, of course, we're at Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. And, of course, Ola Dele Malewa goes here at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or a wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele. That goes with mine, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dele Malewa goes to say goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in All Voice Radio that support us on a constant basis. I love you. There ain't nothing you can do about it. And you better know it.